Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we get to talk about something kind of fun. It's the kind of kicking off the county fair season around the state. This is an opportunity for folks to get together with their neighbors from all across their various counties. And, of course, sometimes you might even cross the border and go to another county fair.
Oh, yes. For those of us who are county fair junkies, exactly. Yes, that is a must.
Exactly. And it's a chance. I mean, the history of this is really interesting. You know, county fairs were an opportunity to kind of show off your prize cow you know, sheep or
get
whatever.
Get together with people that you only get to see once a year.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of still the way it is. You know, you go to the county fair and you see people that you only ever see at the county fair, you know, and go and look at their crafts and look at their sheep and things like that. And of course, you know, then there are all the other fun things like demolition derbies and, and, you know, rodeos and things like that. So it's just one of those great social events that are so important in rural Minnesota.
And I think that one of the things that makes it, you know, you mentioned some of the things that are the entertainment features, but there's a kind of, I don't know, the corniness of it is actually good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just kind of that thing. And then you know, you've got the homemade jellies and the pies and all the people who are showing off their skills in the kitchen, I guess, and that sort of thing as well.
And blue ribbons are still very important.
Yes, getting that blue ribbon is it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's all the youngsters who still participate in things like 4-H and FFA that get involved in these fairs and end up, you know, hopefully they keep their fingers crossed that they can get to the state fair.
Mm-hmm. And it's great for kids who live in, you know, in town, basically. This is a good opportunity for them to actually get out and see animals, you know, get a little glimpse of farm life and get a, you know, an idea of where their food comes from and just kind of see something outside of their neighborhood that's a little different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, going back to the FFA and the 4-H kids, you know, when they interact with the townies, you know, it gives that opportunity for them to sort of be the teachers in a way.
Right.
You know, this is what I got to do with my, this is how I have to take care of my sheep, you know, this is how I have to take care of my cow, whatever, you know, and find out just how much work it really is.
Yep, it's a lot of good training. It's good leadership training for kids.
It absolutely is. And of course, again, there's always the other sort of entertainment pieces. And then typically there's some sort of, you know, opportunities for people to go on some of those carnival rides.
Yes. And then, of course, there's the food.
And there's the food. We can't forget. Yeah. Anything deep fried.
On a stick.
And maybe on a stick.
Yes.
Although I think the cheese curds still aren't on a stick, and they're still pretty darn good.
Yes.
I got to have the cheese curds when I go. But, you know, again, it's a great opportunity to socialize with folks that are from across the area that you wouldn't necessarily get a chance to do and meet those folks and see some of the great wares and great efforts that have gone into you know, their projects.
Yep, and celebrate summer in Minnesota.
Absolutely. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.